Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Whoa, it is Wednesday. We are back. Happy hump day from Spirituality What? I'm Rebecca, and welcome to part two of our Tarot as Spiritual Beings with Sassy episode. This week, we're going to talk about Sassy's recommendations for starting with tarot, what it means to have an intuitive reading. We are going to learn some fun things about Sedona, Arizona, and how a tool like tarot can help in our daily lives as long as we trust it. It can help with other perspectives in our lives. And we're even going to do a little bit of a tarot reading on whether or not I should start tarot. We're going to jump right in today. I hope you enjoy it. And thanks again for joining. So now that you are experienced in tarot and you've been doing this for a while, if you were to make a recommendation to somebody about how to get started, if they were like, I might want to do tarot, what are just a couple of things that you might recommend?
Well, there are some really great sites online that do some great definitions of cards.
Okay.
I might also recommend...
We can put those in the notes, actually, too.
Yeah. And there are Facebook groups, actually.
Interesting.
That you can interact with other people learning tarot and ask questions, maybe find a study buddy. Like, my friend lives in Colorado. I live in Texas. Mm-hmm. And we... Zoom like every week and just do our thing. So you could do that with other people around the world, literally, if you wanted to learn some other things. And they do have classes. I mean, there's some great classes out there too. You know, I took a lot of my classes from a gal in Austin who was really incredible, and she is more of a practical witch too. So she's very for those people that are like, I don't really know, you could really digest what she has to say because she taught in a very good way, you know. So I always say classes are probably like the first place to start.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely like also try it and do it. And I feel like in the experience of like a classroom, especially in person now that that kind of stuff is available, it's a little bit easier as you're doing it and seeing it interacting, and then you have other people to kind of interact with.
Yeah, and you're usually practicing with each other in those classes or practicing figuring out, you know, how to read and things like that. And yeah, you could have some bad experiences. My friend and I just took a class where I thought she was going to be able to teach us a little bit more about that intuition thing, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like, I think she's an intuitive reader, and I was curious, like, how do you do that? Like, how do you tap into that? Which is a really which I knew it was going to be woo-woo from the beginning. But what I realized and what my friend realized throughout the course of this is that she's so woo-woo, like, she's fallen away from the definition of the deck.
Interesting.
Now, that's an interesting way to read. So if you are more about your feelings and your emotions and you just read from your heart that way, I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm just saying it for me and my friend who knew all the definitions, we're like, but that's not the definition.
It doesn't resonate with you because that wasn't what the card meant.
Right.
Okay. So she was kind of like off in left field.
Yeah.
And you were like.
And so we played this game, and the game was start talking about something and see if you can determine what card it was. And my friend and I were great at this because we've been practicing the deck. Like, we were guessing, but she couldn't guess. She didn't know what card we were talking about.
Interesting.
And so, yet we paid her for this class. So we were a little like, interesting. So yeah, sure, you're going to run into things that are weird. But I think you always, part of this is just like taking the risk and doing it because you never know when something extraordinary will happen. Like, like, what did I take from that? I learned from that class that education, practicality, accessibility for all is important to me because I believe in that.
Yep.
And so that just furthered my, okay, now I know what class I'm looking for. Maybe I'm not looking for a class to figure out, you know, if I can read people's minds, yeah. or maybe yeah. that's not my thing, but yeah. my thing is just having a way with words and being able to communicate to people in ways they understand.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really interesting when you said at the beginning about sort of the woo-woo, you were also referring to like those capabilities within the reader mm-hmm. themselves. Absolutely. Yeah. And I guess I've only had 3 tarot card readings in yeah. my life. And then the first time I didn't even really know what I was asking or doing. And so it was hard to say, and I know nothing about the card. So I have no idea if somebody's
yeah.
off in left field woo-wooing me or if they're really kind of giving me the definition of the card. But it does give an interesting opportunity, especially if you do know a little bit, to dig in more to those
and
alternative readings, if you will.
It's fun when you like you know what they're reading, and it's cool when they are like, you read. Like, yes, I do read.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can kind of have a connection in that way too, because you can get a little deeper. So you can meet people who are also into the same mm-hmm. way as you, or maybe even expand your mind a little more on interpretations and things like that mm-hmm. and why that is. Because there are a lot of interpretations
Absolutely. And
things that you can think about. And so it's always good to open your mind to those new methods.
Yeah. And I could imagine, like, if you're a medium, you have access to a lot more information
right.
available to you than just what is the imagery in the cards. You know, you're probably yeah. like seeing other.
And I'm way into woo-woo. I mean, Sedona, Arizona is one of the highest energy points on the planet. And I went there. And everybody in that town is a mystic.
Cool.
Is a, like,
I've not been there.
I have done some of the craziest things you can ever imagine. Like, this woman had the ability to feel what was happening inside my body. She had the ability to tell me, you need to take these vitamins, because she hugged me and told me what was happening inside my body. Okay? I am down
cool.
with the woo-woo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, that kind of stuff, like, I thought was crazy. I've sat with people that told me about my past lives. Beautiful. I've sat with people who were mediums. So I love that stuff. Yeah. Do I think I'm capable of doing it? I don't know.
Mm.
But that doesn't
Maybe not
mean,
yet.
But I love yeah. it. I love yeah, all yeah. that stuff. Because yeah. I'm open to the idea that my goddess has created people to be all different ways.
Yeah.
You know?
With all different capabilities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm super, I would love, I'm waiting for the day. I'm always like, yes, I also want to be able to be a medium. And yes, I also want to be able to detect these things. I'm like just waiting for it to kind of figure its way into
one day. We're just going to be like, oh shit, I hear grandma. What's up?
Yes, that will be awesome. I do have on my list to go to Sedona, Arizona. We haven't been, but
you would.
I hear a lot of really great things.
And just to go sit on the land and meditate next to a vortex, that energy. I mean, I'm an energy feeler. Mm-hmm. You know, when I hold my deck, I can feel energy off the cards.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm drawn to, like, certain cards will feel warm to me. So I guess I do have some of those
totally.
Little woo-woo
yeah,
things, you know. Maybe I don't want to admit them. But I certainly can't hug someone and know what's going on inside their body.
Exactly. That is a really cool, unique one for sure.
Anyways, shout out to Sedona Soul Adventures, SOUL. I've done many,
two
different tours with them. And they give you a guide and they take you through this crazy journey that is just, you come back a different person.
Like, very cool.
If you're stuck in your life, if you don't know which way to go next, if you need some personal time with no cell phone and just people helping you.
Sedona Soul Adventures.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up. We'll put that in the notes along with some of the other websites that you were kind of referring to. So how do you find that tarot helps you personally in your life? Either woo-woo or otherwise.
Do you have anxiety?
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think everybody gets anxious these days and is just like thinking, you know, about different crazy things. And I do a lot of asking the cards for clarity on things or how is this going to be? You know, like I just threw a big event and I've been working on it for 5 months and the event was happening, and right before, sitting in my hotel room before I went down for all of this madness to happen, I pulled the star card. And the star card is like a child, number one. There are not many children in the deck.
Okay.
But the star card is a child who is naked. And naked symbolizes in the card your truest, most authentic self. Like you are able to shine your light and be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. And I was like, that is the card that you want to get before you throw a massive event.
Yeah, right? So, absolutely.
So that was just like, okay, that sets the tone.
Yep. Yep.
And it also helps to reset because I don't know if anyone's ever thrown an event, but nothing goes right all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be a problem. You always have to have a plan B. And it's your job to just be calm, cool, and collected and keep going. So you can pull cards throughout, like, you know, as kind of those. Okay. Yes. Remember. Reset. Stay strong. Yep. Keep your smile.
We'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep going. So.
Okay. So you use it as a way therapy. To sort of center yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To like come back to reality, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or just to almost to quiet my mind.
Okay. Yeah.
To say, you know, because if anyone has any obsessive thought processes or you think about how you could do things multiple different ways and maybe if I did that or did this, or maybe I can just pull a card and say, okay. And it can give me something else to be like, I can do that and let it
go. Yeah. Which takes a certain amount of trust.
Yeah. Right. Faith.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm like, again, I'm kind of going back to this, like, how can the cards not be spiritual? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, if you're pulling a card because you're like, oh, I'm in stress, like I just need a little bit of a dish, like reinforcement or a, you know, a sign.
Yeah.
And that's, you know,
I think the cards are spiritual. Yeah. And I think originally they were intended for a certain way. I mean, ultimately, they got their start in Italy in the 1300s, and the high class would use the cards as maybe like entertainment or something. So it was kind of taken and turned into this other thing. I'm not a historian. Don't quote me. But don't be like, that girl doesn't know nothing. All right? All I'm saying
I'm like, that's more than I know, so we'll go with it.
That's just like, anyways. but I think, you know, there is inherent spirituality in them, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's, to me, it's, I wouldn't call it a religion, but I would call it
it's a tool
to tap into your own sensibilities.
Yeah. Yeah. To your own connection to the universe, to your own subconscious, to your own intuition, right? Like it's mm-hmm. it gives you, right? Because we all have intuition, mm-hmm. but it's a matter of being able to translate.
Or do you trust
the signals? It? Yeah, trusting it and translating it. And mm-hmm. it's like, trusting it is a whole separate thing, but translating it can be really difficult, especially if we've learned over time and over cultural and familial environmental programming to mm-hmm. just not trust it or not be able to translate it or just only translate it as fear mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever.
It's like trying to explain something woo-woo-y to someone who's incredibly logical.
Right.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I just love the idea that these cards have these ideas on them and they come out in ways that make sense. Mm-hmm. Blows my mind every time.
It is. And especially because it is kind of like a limited deck. You know, there are only so many cards in there.
Yeah,
but
74 cards.
It's like, can have so many different meanings.
Yeah, especially depending on the questions you're asking, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know? So, their definition is the same, but how you would utilize that definition mm-hmm. is different.
Okay. I like that. It seems that though the cards are very spiritual, so I'm coming back to kind of the theme of this podcast, which is like spiritual beings in this like human plane. And I think it's just the cards are just cards.
Yeah.
But it's the opportunity for additional connection and additional meaning mm-hmm. that really takes it to the next level.
And I think that, let's be honest, there are religious people out there that would say these cards are satanic and they're bad mm-hmm. and you shouldn't use them. and that's against God and all of that kind of stuff. It's definitely out there.
Okay.
There is that sentiment about it. I don't give that much attention because I'm agnostic and I don't really think I believe in hell anyways. So
I'm like, I definitely don't believe in hell, but also it's like a tool is a tool. And it could be used potentially for more negative or to scare somebody, sure.
I sort of think, and someone once told me that this was a Buddhist philosophy, I sort of think that being here on Earth is the hell, mm-hmm. right? Like, life is really hard, and what happens in this world is really hard, and, you know, you think about all the things that go wrong, but what is learning how to experience joy and love and satisfaction and contentment in this crazy plane that we live in, that's heaven. If you're so inclined to believe in that thing. So maybe it's about learning to find it when we're here on Earth and not wondering about it after we're dead.
Yeah.
And when no one knows anyway.
Yeah. I like that. I do like that. I definitely agree that there is a lot about the incarnation in the human form that is trying and difficult. And it is about learning and growing for sure. And so there are obstacles and there are things that we have to get past, both I think really difficult. I'm still trying to decide about good and bad and, you know, it's the balance there. And
who
it's
says?
Like, yeah, right. I'm like, we only say that things are good and bad because of like the constructs that we've been raised in and that define that for us. But when you really think about it, and I read this was a story somewhere where this guy's kid, there were a couple of instances, but like this guy's kid fell out of a tree and broke his leg or broke his arm or something. And the neighbors came and they were like, oh my gosh, it's such a bad thing that happened. And the guy's like, oh, was it really? And then the next day the army and the military came to draft kids, you know, between 15 and 18, and his son had a broken arm, so he couldn't get drafted. And then the people came over and said, oh my gosh, that's such a good thing. And the guy was like, is it? You know, and so it's really all about perspective.
Right, it is.
It's situational anyway. And it's like, yeah, one day something could be, quote, bad, and the other day something could be, quote, good, when really it just is.
Right,
it just is, which is kind of interesting. It's just,
it's also it's how, you know, you shift your perspective and, you know, you have to be willing to change your mind.
Yeah.
And not get stuck in certain holes. And I think a tool like tarot helps you with that.
Yeah.
It's almost like a little person on your shoulder saying, or you could think about some other options of how to make your life better.
Got it. So as a tool to give us a little bit of confidence in our reality. So if you're having anxiety or you're having stress or something, to kind of, as long as you trust, you know, saying, okay, well, this is what it's supposed to be. This is how it's going to go. This is going to be great. But also giving us opportunities to learn more about what it is that's going on.
Right. To figure, like, you know, it's your own personal, like, what's really going on in my mind? What is really my hang up? Mm-hmm. Why do I always do the same thing? Why am I dating the same person over and over? Like, these are all the questions we need to ask ourselves so that we can change and can be different people. And you have to be open to the idea that maybe what you're doing isn't healthy for yourself, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's the part about it that I think people miss. It's okay to change your mind and change your mind again your mind again. And you don't have to feel bad about it.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about what anyone else thinks.
Right.
Because this is your life and you get to live it the way you want to live it.
Hallelujah.
Sister. Yes.
I like the idea of tarot as therapy. I'm totally into therapy. I'm a huge believer. But anyway, but the idea, because you're right. When you're experiencing a block of some kind, even with meditation, it can be really difficult to hear the answer.
That's right.
To get around the block, to let the walls go down just enough to be able to hear what the answer might be. And being able to have a tool that you can ask questions to that forces you to see and interpret a different answer.
Yeah.
Is really interesting.
It is. And it's helping you get past your own stubbornness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your own preconceived notions and just all of our biases that we have, because it's sort of this open canvas of, this is the next thing that comes up in the deck. And it's like, I never even thought about it that way.
How many of us love to be told what to do?
I mean, I don't think anybody, right? I'm definitely not two-year-olds, definitely not adults, like everybody in between.
So, I mean, it's hard. Sometimes the messages we need to hear ourselves in a certain way, even if everyone around us has said it 45 times.
It's true.
We need to hear it from ourselves, maybe from a tool even.
Totally.
And internalize it and understand it.
Yeah. I like that.
I also, it's therapy for me in the sense that I get to read for you.
Yeah.
I get to help you on your journey understand some things and how, like, and think about how that is. Like, each person's reading is different and people are going through different things, mm-hmm. and it just opens you up to other ideas.
Yep.
Or, like, things that you're reading to people and saying to them. I'm like, well, shit, I should take some of that advice.
I love that. You're like, okay, mental note, I will do that, like, as well.
Okay, that's all. I can see that. So I think it makes me feel good. It helps the other person get some clarity. It's a feel good for me.
Yeah. Man, the more we talk about this, I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Like, I have, it's not a tarot deck, but I have this, like, deck of quotes that's, like, really diminishing probably the quality of the cards that I have because I can't remember what they're called or anything, but somebody gave them to me as a present. And the idea is, like, every day you sort of pick, you set your intention for the day and then you kind of pick a card and it kind of helps you, gives you some advice or gives you kind of something to look forward to or whatever. And I've never really done it, but now I'm kind of like, oh, this would be, like, I love tools that you can use by yourself.
Affirmations, intentions, like, even if you just say an affirmation and you focus on that thing for the day. Today, I am going to feel good about myself, mm-hmm. all day. Mm-hmm. No negative self-talk about yourself. Not your hair looks bad or you have a whisker hanging out of your ear or whatever. None of that. You're going to stop yourself all day. You are the hottest shit in the room. Okay? Yes. Just pretend.
Yep.
As a therapist once told me, put on pretty. Just put it on and pretend.
Yes.
You know? And then you fake it till you make it.
Yeah. I like that. I think, I don't know. I might get into, I with all of these episodes, I'm like, oh my God, it would be so cool to do that. Oh my gosh, I would love to do that. So I'm going to have to pick and choose very carefully.
Which... I mean, and if you get the right teacher that makes it, like, a really fun game for you, like, they would give personality types of real people to cards so that you could better understand a card and what it meant, and you could then think about that celebrity when you were thinking about the card to kind of help you, you know, kind of think about that. So there are different ways to learn, and and it's actually not hard. I thought it would be so hard. I would never remember all this. I can't remember
it seems like a lot. Yeah, it seems like a lot to remember all that stuff.
But once you get the right tools and you kind of understand how it's all put together, then it's like, okay, start having kind of the
falls into place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. I feel like there are a lot of opportunities for tarot to help everybody connect to themselves, to the universe a little bit more.
Let's see what the cards say if you should start reading tarot.
Okay.
Let's see if it...
Should Rebecca start reading tarot? Or just call Sassy?
Let's see what the cards say. All right. So this is the Nine of Cups. The Nine of Cups is, I love how this man is sitting in his own celebration. He's like, look at me. I am taking in all of everything that is good. I'm sitting here and I'm enjoying it. And in so much in life, we just don't sit and enjoy our wins. We don't, like, we just don't enjoy something. Yeah. So to me, this is saying, like, if this is something you want to do, you will enjoy it.
Oh,
you can sit in it and put yourself in it. Maybe it isn't something you like. Maybe it is something you like. But this guy, he loves it. So he loves being in this position because this is right before you just, like, break, like, into. So you might really have a good time.
Okay. Cool. I like it. Well, awesome. Well, this has been a wonderful conversation today. I really appreciate it, Sassy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I love it. It's so good to get to sit with you and talk about this.
So I'm just going to ask one final question to kind of close it up, which is, what is one tip about living as a spiritual being in this human existence that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Oh, I think the greatest thing that I've learned is detachment and claiming what is yours, but also letting go of what is not yours.
Yeah.
And what it really allows you to do is to just center in a place of peace. And I would get so mad when people would say that, but somehow I found it. Mm. Somehow I have managed to find contentment and created a life that is not boggled down by other people's crap.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can realize what's yours versus what somebody else is, and you can create your own happiness no matter who's around you.
Absolutely. I like that. I like that a lot. And then I guess, actually, I lied. There's one other question, which is really just, if somebody were interested in contacting you or asking you some questions about tarot, what would be the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, sassyreadstarot@ gmail.com.
Cool. And we will include that in the notes. And thank you, Sassy, so much. I really appreciate it.
This is so fun. Thanks for having me.
That does it for us this week. Tarot as Spiritual Beings with Sassy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If you're interested in our Spiritual as Fuck or Spiritual Gangsta merchandise, go ahead and check it out. The link is available in the profile in Spotify. You can also just go to thespiritualitywhat.com and there's a merch button there as well. And keep on keeping on. See you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.